Congratulations on the victory. It wasn't easy at times. Schlegel made it interesting in the second half there. They got it down to one, but you guys found a way to extend that lead and finish it off.
Yeah, you know, coming into the game, we knew that they were going to be a handful, you know, keeping them out of the paint. They've got some pretty quick guards, and they're good with the handles right there. So keeping them out of the paint was our main focus. That third quarter, I think they hit two or three threes, which kind of let them get back into it. You know, it's one of those risks you got to take. We kind of collapsed on them a little bit on the inside so that they couldn't get into the paint as much, and they knocked down some shots. So, you know, credit them for that. But our guys did make the plays down the stretch to, you know, pull away with the win.
They're a team, Scott City is a team that shoots a lot of threes, makes a lot of per game, struggled in the first half, and finally got those threes to knock down three of them in the second half, and they were big ones from Dylan Hutchins there.
Yeah, that was big for Dylan. You know, he got a couple of shots, and he missed, and he kind of rimmed out, but he knocked down a few, and like you said, they were big, came in big moments of the game to kind of push that lead out to, you know, seven or, you know, ten at one point in time, and on from there. You know, credit Bo, that first half, he kind of carried us when some of our guys just weren't into the flow yet. He was able to get to the rim pretty easily at times, and he did a good job finishing.
Yeah, 20 of his 26 points there in that first half, and he did carry the team there in that first half. But you guys got the momentum going. Your defense, I thought, was better for times in the second half, and especially in the fourth quarter. For the most part, you guys really had good help defense down around in the perimeter in the paint area.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job, you know, collapsing on the backside, so we did have help. Just got to do a little bit better job keeping the ball in front of us, keeping it out of the paint. But, again, you know, our defense was it kicked in and it was there when we needed it to be in the fourth quarter. We got the stops that we needed, and we're able to stretch that lead and, you know, get out of here with that one win. To start the tournament.
You know, it's nice to play a team like this beginning just because of their quickness with their guards up top, and I think that makes your team probably better passers and better, you know, decision makers down the road when they play some of those quick-handed teams like that.
Well, they have to. You know, absolutely. Those guys were getting out in the passing lanes, and they were pressuring. We beat them a couple times on some backdoor cuts. We were able to get use some ball screens and get into the paint. But, you know, we got to make some better decisions. You know, even against pressure, at times our guys are just like they're trying to go sideways. Well, against a pressure defensive team, if you're being passive, you're probably going to play right into their hands and turn it over. So they got to be a little more aggressive and under control, making good plays, making smart decisions. But if anything, you know, tonight, you know, this first game, it's a great prep game for tomorrow with Fort Carson going over there and watching them. They're similar. They've got quick guards. They've got a couple guys that can shoot. But they're athletic. They've got some guys that can really jump, so you got to keep them off the boards and keep them out of the paint.
I was going to say, that was kind of a surprise there. Fountain Fort Carson knocking off an improving Palmer Ridge team 64-56. And, yeah, you got to see that a little bit. You mentioned similar styles. Both offensive and defensive ends?
Yeah, they're going to get after you. They started out over there pressing Palmer Ridge, and Palmer Ridge looked like they were still a little tired getting off the bus from the traveling today, I guess. But, you know, I'm sure Palmer Ridge is probably looking back on it, thinking, you know, what they let get away from them, because they didn't come out and they weren't very intense, and they just kind of went through the motions at the beginning. And Fort Carson was able to kind of put it on them, and at one point in time, I think they were up at 18. So, you know, Palmer Ridge came back. I think what they beat them by 8 or something like that. But you know, we got to come out, and it is a good tune-up for us today to get ready for tomorrow. So we're going to see a lot of similarities. And, you know, it was good for our guys to kind of play through that tonight.
Well, you're guaranteed two more games here in the community building after your win, 60-45. Coach Gentry, once again, thanks for stopping by here post-game, and we'll see you again tomorrow here.
All right, thanks, Adam.